This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Nearly all of South Dakota is dry, with about 90% of the state in some level of drought. SDSU Extension agronomist David Karkey indicates agronomic management during drought becomes more challenging as plant stress rises. He points to weed control. Not only is herbicide activation limited without rain, but Karkey states a thicker wax layer develops on leaves, obstructing herbicide absorption.
And at the same time, you know, if the crop is already stressed, you might get some herbicide injuries more pronounced when you have crops in a stressed condition. So something to think about, so don't rush it.
Nutrient deficiency symptoms might also increase as moisture is needed for fertilizer uptake. Karkey states soil fertility might be adequate, but without rain, plants cannot access the nutrients. Adding more fertilizer to the field is not likely to improve the deficiency, but a rain can.
Sometimes just be patient and waiting for that rain would be more beneficial. And sometimes if you get a timely rain, those symptoms might just go away.
Finally, Karkey says nitrate accumulation in drought is known to occur in some crops, like oats, which can be toxic to livestock in higher amounts. SDSU Extension Regional Centers offer free nitrate quick testing to aid in management decisions.
They'll transsectionalize the tissue or the stem and then do the test in the lower nodes and move up. And then you would know, okay, from this particular point up, there are less nitrates. And then if needed, cut or graze above that point.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.